You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
It's the Sunday Showcase on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Hi there, and welcome back to Mutual Presents, our look back at the great radio drama that inspires and reminds us of where this medium came from. I'm Jack Ward with Penny here, warming up the fire on this cold, cold day in Halifax. Cold or not, I know what will warm up your hearts as we return with another double feature from First Nighter. So sit back, grab a cup of that hot chocolate, and join us for Just a Bum and the Heart That Is Truly Loved.
Program, a copyrighted feature coast to coast, presented by Campana, the makers of Solitaire, the new cake makeup, and Campana Cream Balm, the new hand lotion containing lanolin. Theater Time Broadway. There's a high pitch of excitement along the Great White Way tonight as theatergoers eagerly await the opening of a new play at the little theater off Times Square. Dramatic critics and movie scouts will be in the audience. The sidewalks will be jammed with sightseers and photographers, so we'd better be on our way. It's just a short walk around the corner. Will you join me? Up Broadway and across 42nd Street, and there ahead of us are the lights of the little theater off Times Square. Well, here we are at the little theater off Times Square.
Have your tickets ready, please. Have your tickets ready, please.
Good evening, Mr. First Nighter. The usher will show you to your box. Thank you. We'll go right in. Well, it's another packed house tonight. We're lucky our reservations were made early. While everyone is eagerly awaiting the first curtain, let's see what the program says about this first night performance on the Great White Way. The play is entitled Just a Bum, and its author is Helen Norris. Our popular leading lady, Barbara Luddy, tops the all-star cast. Opposite Miss Luddy is her guest leading man, Hugh Studebaker. The play is pure fiction, of course, and does not refer to real people or to actual events. And now, just before first curtain, let's listen to Eric Sagerquist and his First Nighter Orchestra.
Penitentiary. Warden Cooper speaking. Yes, him. No trace of Lathrop, huh? I made a big mistake in that man. No, it's my fault. I gave him too much liberty. Yeah, I'm going to question his cellmate now. Okay, Tim. Keep in touch with me. Bring in Mahoney, Steve. Sit down, Mahoney. You've been Lathrop's cellmate for some months, haven't you?
Morning, yes, sir.
What do you know about his plans for last night's escape?
Well, he planned for over a year to pull it off. He wants to be someplace the 14th of January.
The 14th? And this is the 11th. What did he say about it?
Well, last year he says, Shorty, a year from tonight I'll see him. I'll plan to make a break, he says, around the 10th. That'll give me 4 days to get there.
4 days to get where?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about him, really.
He never talked about his past life?
No, he was as close-mouthed a guy as I ever see.
Never mentioned any name?
Only in his sleep now and again. He'd mutter about Rose, little Rose. Once he called out, Lucy. Lucy. That way.
I see. Well, that's all, Mahoney.
He was one swell guy, Warden. Lathrop was. I hope it won't be too tough for him if they bring him back.
Don't worry. They'll bring him back.
Kicking now. Those will be sore if I'm late with smoking tonight.
Evening, bud.
Well, who are you?
Just a bum boy. See, that new milk sure smells good. Got a pretty fine barn here, haven't you? Looks like you've enlarged it lately.
I added on last year. Someday I'm going to have the biggest dairy barn in the county.
You don't say. Got a couple of good-looking cows there already.
This one's thoroughbred. Isn't she a beauty? Huh?
Yeah.
Hey, mister, what's the matter?
I got kind of dizzy. Feel empty inside.
You aren't hungry, are you? Gosh, do you want some milk? Do you mind drinking out of a cat dish?
No, I don't mind. Fill it up, boy. Yeah, thanks. Wasn't anything ever so good as that.
Here, have some more.
Okay.
Clover's got plenty to spare. Feel better?
Yeah, I sure do. Feel a lot better.
But you're shaking, sort of. Are you cold?
Yeah, that wind's pretty bad. Looks like a blizzard's on the way. Hey, listen, boy. If I promised not to light a match, would you let me sleep in your barn tonight?
Well, I don't know. I don't usually let... Oh, heck, I guess you can.
Ah, thanks.
Only stick close to the barn.
Sure.
You know how women folks are. Get scared easy.
Yeah.
Make yourself a bed in the hay, and in the morning I'll bring you something to eat.
Just thanks, boy.
I gotta hurry now. I'm taking my kid sister to a party tonight. But I'll be seeing you in the morning. So long, Miss Stern. Good luck.
That you, Rose?
Uh-huh. Goodness, it's gloomy in here. I like the lamp. Why, Mom, you've been crying.
Never mind if I have. Look in the oven and see how the cornbread's doing.
It's baked, and so are the apples. Where's Johnny?
Still down at the barn. He's late with his milking.
He would be with a party on tonight. You're not ready, Mom.
I'm not going.
Not going? Why, Mom...
Shh, here's Johnny now. Help me dish up supper.
For goodness sakes, Johnny, hurry up. You'll never be ready. Sit down quick and eat.
Anything special keep you down at the barn, Johnny?
What do you mean, special?
Oh, don't stop to talk. The Allens will be here for us any minute. Mom says she isn't going, Johnny.
Oh, sure she is. She likes parties.
Not tonight, Johnny. I'd rather stay home.
But you oughtn't to stay home alone. Suppose someone comes to the door. You'd be scared, wouldn't you?
Scared? Land, no.
Well, will you lock the door as soon as we're gone, then? And keep it locked, Mom?
Silly, you'll make her scared talking like that. Will you excuse me, Mom?
Is that all you're going to eat? Run along. I'll do the dishes.
Don't be pokey, Johnny. Hurry up.
Mom, listen. There's a tramp down at the barn.
A tramp, Johnny?
Old fella. Must be over 50. White hair, all clipped, and dark glasses.
White hair, over 50. You know, I saw him go into the barn while I was sitting by the window. Something about the way he walked, and it being the 14th of January.
Oh, it isn't him. This guy's just a bum. But he's a pretty good sort for a tramp, and I couldn't turn him away in this storm. I wish now I had.
Don't you worry. I've handled tramps long before you were born. You go and get dressed.
You're sure you're not afraid, Mom?
I'm sure. Over 50. Just a bum. Poor old man. I'll just save some cornbread in case he does come up and ask for food.
Tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking in the outer lobby or downstairs, please.
Have you noticed the solitaire cake makeup advertisements in the current issues of American Weekly, Mademoiselle, and especially in Life magazine? Yes, in the June 12th issue of Life is a picture of a pretty girl with a solitaire lovely complexion. Now, this summer, you too will want to be the girl he can't forget. The girl with a satin-skinned, solitaire complexion. Let him remember you dancing till three, your skin as creamy smooth as the gardenia in your hair. Let him remember you strolling in the park, your complexion as enchanting as the day itself, as soft as the summer rain. Yes, indeed, this summer, let Solitaire make you unforgettably lovely with its radiant color tone, its fresh smoothness, its rich lanolin base that is good to your skin. And thanks to Solitaire, all of this bewitching beauty is yours safely, because Solitaire's lanolin helps avoid skin dryness. With Solitaire, your makeup lasts for hours and hours, and tiny lines, freckles, and blemishes become your secret. So step up to your favorite cosmetic counter and ask for Solitaire cake makeup containing lanolin. It comes in six heavenly hues, and the most startling fact about Solitaire is the price. You get a big compact, 3 inches in diameter, of fine quality cake makeup for only 60 cents. If your dealer happens to be out of Solitaire at the moment, he can get it quickly from his wholesaler.
You got a real pretty wave in your hair, dear.
I do wish I could have a silk dress, though, for parties.
I wish you could, Rose.
I know. Honestly, Mom, I don't think you ought to stay here alone. Sadie Allen was telling me this afternoon there's a convict escaped from the pen. The police think he's around here somewhere.
A convict? Don't say anything to Johnny about it, Rose, or he won't go to the party. Imagine being hunted down in a storm like this. Did you hear his name?
Lathrop. Oh, dear, there's the Allen's car driving in, and Johnny's not ready.
Who says I'm not? Gosh, Mom, I hate leaving you.
They're honking for you. Button up your coat, Rose.
Bye, Mom.
Goodbye.
Have a good time. There, pal, just you and me. Curl up by the stove. We'll keep up the fire. It'll be cold when you get home. Lie down, pal. Nothing's wrong.
How do you do, lady? Any scraps handy?
Yes, I think so. Come in. You're shaking with the cold.
I am kind of chilled.
And hungry.
Powerful.
Sit down here.
Thanks, ma'am. This room seems like a chunk of heaven.
I kept some food warm and the coffee's still hot. How do you like it?
Strong and clear, ma'am.
Strong and clear? Oh, help yourself to beans.
Baked with salt pork. Cornbread and apples. Lady, this is a banquet. Is that your son I saw down at the barn?
Yes, Johnny. He's only a boy, but he does the farm work besides going to school.
He said I could sleep in the barn. Though he didn't usually let tramps in there. He thinks I'm a tramp.
Aren't you?
Lady, a tramp's a king beside of me. Free to roam the world. There's no strings tied to a tramp.
You are Lathrop, then. The escaped convict.
You asked me in, knowing who I was? What made you, lady?
I don't know. Only I've been expecting someone home all day.
That's so?
My husband. It was just 12 years ago today he left. I can't get over the notion he's coming back. More coffee?
Thank you.
You see, he was young then, and he wanted city life. So he went away to earn piles of money. For us. He knew we could get along with the farm. Jim must be rich now. He was smart as a whip. Smarter. And so handsome.
Told you he'd come back rich, did he?
Oh, he will, too. He'll come in a big car, most likely. Jim likes doing things the grand way.
And suppose he came back looking like me?
You don't know Jim. I dream how he'll fix up the house and put in electricity, maybe, so I can have a washing machine and a toaster. Have some cornbread.
Thanks. I'm not going to forget all this.
You're kind not to laugh at me. I don't talk much about Jim. The neighbors have said some ugly things because he don't come back. But someday they'll sit up and take notice.
When he comes home rich, yeah?
awful sorry, but we gotta go home.
Go home? Where the party just started.
I know, but Nick Barnes says there's a convict loose here in the neighborhood.
I heard about him this afternoon.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
I did tell Mom, and she wouldn't let me. Don't be foolish, Johnny. They're all waltzing.
Listen, Rose. There was a bum came to the barn tonight.
A man?
And he's that jailbird, I'll bet. They say there's $1,000 reward up for him.
$1,000?
I've asked Nick to run us home. Don't tell him a thing. I'll slip out to the barn and capture that guy and get the reward.
Oh, Johnny. Then I can have a silk dress. I'll go with you. Wait a minute. I'll get my coat.
Jim was one for coming home from the store with a silk dress when what I needed was a sack of potatoes. But you couldn't scold him. He was that handsome and winning.
He shouldn't have gone away. A man like that needs a woman like you. How have you done all these years?
Real well. Johnny's a hard worker. He wants a good dairy more than anything.
You got a girl, too? I thought I saw a girl leave with Johnny.
That's Rose. She's like her father. Johnny's a steady one.
I'm glad the boy's like you, Lucy.
You know my name? You're not... You... Oh, Jim.
Now, don't be afraid, dear. I'm sorry it slipped out.
It's your hair. Turned white. And those glasses. Yes, you do look over 50, like Johnny said. And you're not 43.
Well, man changes in the pen. But you haven't changed much, Lucy. You're still young looking and pretty. How could I have left you?
I wish I hadn't talked so foolish, Jim.
No, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you kept your faith in me all these years. Because of you, I've kept my real name secret. I began making plans for this a year ago, Lucy. Making the pen's something you have to plan for.
Jim, quick. Someone's coming. Go in the front room. I'll hide these dishes.
Well, why don't
you... No, don't talk. Hurry.
You all right, Mom? Any strange man been here?
No, there's no strange man been here. Why are you home so early?
Oh, he heard about that convict. He's mad because I didn't tell him before we left. But I didn't know there was a tramp in the barn.
I told that bird he could stay all night.
You let him be.
Mom, a fellow like that's desperate. Besides, there's a reward up for getting him. $1,000.
Hush, dear. You're all excited.
And $1,000 means we could clear the West 40. We could buy another thoroughbred.
And a silk dress for me.
I'm going down now and padlock the barn
door.
You'll
do no such thing. Most likely he's gone.
But, Mom, I can't muff a chance like
Johnny,
this.
Johnny, I said no. Go upstairs and forget that poor old tramp.
What's the idea? Treat me like a baby.
Go along to bed. I'll lock the doors. That tramp probably headed land knows where by now. Good night, children.
Oh, gee whiz.
Jim. Oh, Jim.
Hey, mind good, Lucy. Wish I could have seen little Rose.
Here's an old coat of Johnny's. Go down at the barn and get a good night's sleep, Jim.
I'll be back in the morning, Lucy.
No. Hide in the smokehouse till after the children have gone to school. Then we'll talk.
I'll be up for breakfast, Lucy. Will you make some pancakes?
And the curtain comes down on the second act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Walking downstairs, we're in the outer lobby, please.
Have you wondered why your hands are losing their softness and smoothness this summer? Well, here's what happened. Extra work at home or in an office or war plant, together with frequent washing, all rob your hands of their natural oils, make them feel rough and chapped. And then, too, when your skin becomes dry, it loses its youthful appearance, takes on a hard, parched look. Now, all of this, mind you, is happening right now primarily because of the loss of the natural oils of your skin. And what can you do about it? Well, the answer is easy. You can help to overcome skin dryness by using Campana Cream Balm containing lanolin. Scientists say that only lanolin most nearly duplicates the functions of the natural oils of the skin. So start now to use this new lotion with lanolin that helps avoid rough, dry, unlovely skin, no matter what kind of work you do, provided you use it regularly, and especially each time after you wash your hands. Step up to your favorite cosmetic counter and insist on Campana Cream Balm containing lanolin. Lusciously creamy, instantly soothing, delightfully softening, and delicately fragrant. You'll recognize Campana Cream Balm by its yellow and white carton. Now, if your skin is extra dry, extra sensitive to work and washing, you'll want Campana's other famous lotion, Original Campana Balm, in the green and white carton.
Did anybody dream of convicts?
We sure made a botch of that. Mom, you look all in. You were scared, weren't you?
Not scared, Johnny.
Did you find any signs of him down at the barn?
No, he's too foxy. He's gone. If Mom would let me padlock that...
I'll go, Rose. Oh, good morning. Come in.
Say, were you down at the barn all night?
I sure was. Well, I expect this young lady's your sister, huh, boy? Pretty girl, too. But she don't favor you more. Must look like your daddy, huh?
Is that any business of yours?
Rose, don't be snippy. Stand up and let him see how tall you are.
Oh, Mom.
Do as I say. See, mister? Taller than I am, and only 14.
Listen, Mom. I'm going out to get some more wood. I'll be right back.
Rose, huh? I remember seeing a baby once. Looked so much like a little Rose, or folks named her that.
Really?
Oh, I don't blame you for being snippy with strangers, Rose. I kind of like that. Shows spunk.
Here, sit down. I've got some pancake batter mixed, ready to cook. Pour him a cup of coffee, Rose. He takes it strong and clear. That is, most men his age do.
Thanks, I do. I'm not awful hungry, though. I could just kind of feast my eyes on Rose here and everything would be...
All right, you.
Johnny.
Oh, a gun, huh? Pointed right at me.
And loaded, mister. You move and you'll find out it's loaded for sure. Rose, run over to Johnson's and phone the sheriff.
You'll do no such thing, Rose. Give me that gun, Johnny.
No, Mom, don't have a fit. I'm handling it.
Give it to me. Thank you. Now, you two go upstairs and stay there. I want to talk to this man alone.
But don't you know what this means? The reward?
Do as I say. March.
Mighty smart youngster, Lucy. Rose, too. Glad you brought him up to mind.
Jim, what are we to do? The police are hunting you.
Yeah, and Johnny wants that $1,000 pretty bad.
He wouldn't if he knew who you were.
Now, that's it. He mustn't know who I am. Promise you'll not tell him, Lucy. Promise me.
Oh, Jim, don't...
Maybe we haven't got long to talk. I want to tell you how it happened. It was 2 years after I left. I was broke, and I drifted into a bad bunch. I bungled the first job they gave me. Got rattled, lost my nerve, and shot. I got 20 years for it.
You should have finished him out and then come home for good.
But you see, I got to counting up the years, Lucy. Figuring how old the children would be. I was afraid they'd be gone.
I know, but...
And I did want to see you.
Jim, we can help you. I could keep you hidden there in the smokehouse for weeks. I'll tell the children...
No, Lucy, nothing like that. I don't come back to my kids like this. Now, in a few minutes, I'll make a fuss. I'll tip over a chair or something, so Johnny will come on down.
No, Jim, please.
But somebody will get that reward, dear. Let me have the pleasure of knowing who. I won't be lonesome back there. Not anymore. I'll have a lot to think about. How that worst 40 will be cleared. Johnny with his new thoroughbred. Electricity in the house here. And you with that little toaster you hanker for. I'd kind of like Rose to have a new dress, too. Something soft and clingy.
I can't understand, Mom. She never treated me like this before.
She didn't trust you with that gun, silly.
If only she'd listen to me. We'd be in $1,000.
Johnny, look out the window. There's a state police car coming up the road.
Stop at Johnson's. They'll be driving in here next. Listen, I'm going down there.
What's that?
Downstairs. Mom, he's getting desperate. Come on. Rose, I left the rope here. Grab it. That's right. Keep behind me when I open the door. He may fire. Mom, give me that gun.
Johnny, don't shoot.
I won't. Not if he does like I tell him.
I'm taking no chances, lady. Kid's got me covered. But you wait, boy. Someday
not
I'll get...
Not today, Mr. Convict. Put him up. You got the ropes, Rose?
I'd burn down your barn if I...
Keep your mouth shut. And your chin up. Higher than that. Now, put your arms down tight against your sides. You wind that rope around him, Rose. He won't touch you. That's it. Tight. Oh, not like that. Here, Mom, hold this gun. I'll tie that knot myself.
I'll get yours sometime for this.
You bet I will. It's a registered cow for me, Mr. Convict.
And what else?
Oh, clearing some land and dress for Rose.
A silk one?
Sure, it'll be silk. There. Pretty good job, isn't it, Mom? Well, for Pete's sake, You women give me a pain. Scared of jailbirds one minute and wanting them to go free the next.
That car is driving in, Johnny.
Yeah, I thought it would. You answer the door, Mom.
Oh, Johnny, Johnny.
You better do as he says, lady. We'll get through this quicker.
Morning, Mr. Mason. Have you seen... Well, what do you know? All tied up, ready for delivery. Who did this?
This kid here. Got me cornered, stuck a gun against me, and here I am.
So, Lathrop, a heartache like you gets caught by a boy.
Yeah.
Untie his arms, Johnny. I'll snap on these bracelets. Peaceful as a lamb. You'll hear about this, Johnny. It means $1,000 for you. Say, how old are you?
16.
Pretty good. Come along, Lathrop.
I want to thank the lady here for a cup of coffee. It was like I like it. Strong and clear.
And I want to thank you for not burning down our barn.
I was easy on you, that's all. You get that silk dress for this young lady here, won't you?
Oh, what's it to you?
Oh, I don't know. I like to think of pretty girls and pretty clothes. Thanks, Mr. Mason.
This isn't a social call, you know,
Lathrop. Sure, I know. So long, ma'am. Good luck to you.
Gosh, that's what I call a good day's work. You nearly botched the whole thing, Mom, being nice to that bird. You have to handle convicts like you mean business.
He wasn't my idea of a convict at all. He had a nice smile.
You women. Just because he called you pretty, you let him go. That guy was plenty tough.
But he had tears in his eyes when he left. I saw them. Did you, Mom?
Yes, Rose. I saw them.
Well, my gosh, it's done now. Somebody'd have got him. We're going to do a lot of things. Wonderful things with that reward.
Yes, Johnny. Well, children, you'd better finish your breakfast.
And the curtain falls on another performance in the little theater off Times Square. Miss Luddy and Mr. Studebaker are in front of the footlights. Before we move out of the theater, let me invite you to be with us again next week at the same time when Barbara Luddy will be starred in another original play entitled Small Town Editor. Waste paper is a critical raw material. Be sure to save all kinds of paper and cardboard. Look in your basement and attic. Collect every piece of waste paper and cardboard and turn it over to the salvage group in your neighborhood. Now we move out of the theater and into the street. What do you say we stroll down Broadway?
Good night, Mr. Prisoner.
Good night. The First Nighter program is a copyrighted radio feature.
Attention, men. Do you want your face to feel comfortable and well-groomed after shaving? Then try Dress Skin, spelled D-R-E-S-K-I-N, Campana's Aftershave Lotion. Dress Skin makes your face feel cool, refreshed, wide awake. Yes, sir, Dress Skin is again available at your favorite drugstore. 50 cents and $1 a bottle.
This is Mutual.
Program, a copyrighted feature coast-to-coast over 214 stations. Presented by Campana, the makers of Solitaire, the new cake makeup, and Campana Cream Balm, the new hand lotion containing lanolin. Theater time on the Great White Way. And tonight heralds one of those spectacular events on Broadway that none of us want to miss. An opening night at the little theater off Times Square. The street will be crowded, the house packed. We want to be on time for first curtain, so let's be on our way. Will you join me? Sidewalks are jammed to overflowing. Here's a break in the crowd. Shall we cross the street? Well, here we are at the little theater off Times Square.
Have your tickets ready, please. Have your tickets ready, please.
Good evening, Mr. First Nighter. The usher will show you to your box.
Thank you. We'll go right in.
Thank you.
eager audience filled every seat in the house tonight. Advance notices indicate we're about to witness another hit show, so let's have a look at our program. Tonight's play by Kingsley Moses is entitled The Heart That Has Truly Loved. With Barbara Luddy on vacation, the play this evening co-stars Constance Crowder in the part of Ellen and Hugh Studebaker in the role of Soccer. The play is pure fiction, of course, and does not refer to real people or to actual events. And now, just before first curtain, let's listen to Eric Segerquist and his First Nighter Orchestra. Lights are out, and here's the play.
Ain't listening, Soccer.
I was thinking. It's the early evening hour that Marty loved best. God rest her soul.
I got a sure thing on the Daily Double at Jamaica tomorrow.
Ah, don't bother me now, Stitch.
But I'm telling you, Soccer. In the first place is a standout, Martingale, see? Blackie Gown trained him, and Blackie should
be... God, all your hope.
If you can lay down a douche, you can make yourself a couple of $100 easy.
Scram, will you?
Oh, it's a friend of yours. Okay, I'll be seeing you, Soccer.
Evening, Terry.
No, lay off of that Terry stuff. Why bring up old times? I ain't been Terry for 22 years.
To any but me. I'll move over and let a lady rest her feet.
Yeah, I will.
See what I brought for your supper.
Oh, glory, potato pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Potato pancakes Ellen like Molly used to make.
Who's bringing up old times now? Never mind. For a fact, I'd like to remember you then, Terry.
Yeah, you was just a little kid with pigtails down your back.
16 I was when you married Molly. Wasn't I at the wedding?
Yeah, skip it. You're the only soul that knows who I was then. Not Soccer Dunnigan, but Terry F. Darcy.
Corporal Terence F. Darcy, DFC. With the victory medal with 5 battle plaques. More than most boys have gotten this war, Terry.
Blah. This war. You know what I think about this war?
I know. And I know how wrong your thinking is, Terry Darcy.
Now, I told you not to speak that name. If the cops got wise that I'd done a stretch up the river...
Oh, I'm sorry, Soccer. Sometimes I disremember. But you was trying to help Molly and the baby. I know that. Eat the pancakes now while they're warm.
Yeah, crazy kid I was. And swell-headed from all the praise I got when I come back from France. Yep. All praise, no money. And with Molly so sick and all after the baby was born, I...
Sure, I understand, Terry. Soccer. But Molly couldn't have lived. Had you got away with that robbery, the money'd have done you no good.
I could have kept the kid. The court wouldn't have given him to the brothers to raise.
The brothers did a good job. At least so I've heard.
Yeah. Yes, sometimes I wish I knew where he was. But no. To have him knowing his father served time in Sing Sing. No, I don't know where he is.
You think so now. But maybe sometime you...
No, forget it. I got my own life. Alone. And it ain't bad, all in all. I got my own cab. I make a living. Honest. And clear with the cops. Almost.
Oh, Terry, no trouble?
No, Ellen. Only sometimes I kind of wonder. It's that fly cop, Riley. He's after making dirty cracks when we're jawing about this fool war.
Must you always be calling it this fool war? No wonder Riley gets sore, him with 3 sons in the Navy.
If I had a son now, I'd see him and... Well, up the river in the big house, and in this cockeyed war.
Terry, hush. Folks will hear you.
What do I care? What's this war about, anyway? 4 freedoms. What's that? Saving democracy, my foot. Didn't we do all that back in 1918?
Terry, here comes Riley now.
Yes.
Give me the plate and I'll be going. Evening, Mr. Riley.
Evening to you, Miss O'Hara. Old friend of yours, Dunnigan.
You keep your tongue off her, Flatfoot.
Sure, Soccer. Don't get excited. Raises the blood pressure, I'm hearing.
Speak for yourself, Riley. What are you doing way across town here? Thought your beat was over on East 51st. Or did they take your shield?
No. Not yet, Soccer. You see, I got a gift of remembering faces, Soccer. So I work Broadway now and then. And sometimes I can pick up an old con who's maybe forgetting things he learned. Up the river.
Nice, clean fun, huh?
The pay is good.
Yeah. Be like a fella called Judas once said the same.
Tish, tish, tish. Don't be bitter now, Soccer. It'll age you before your time.
Age me? Fine when you are to talk, with a white stubble showing on your chin.
Sure me hair turned white 25 years ago in World War I.
In World War I? Was you hiding behind the brass buttons of a rookie cop even then?
Sure I was a new married man then, Soccer. It was easier on us newlyweds in that Piflin War.
Piflin? If you seen what I...
Yes, Soccer.
Skip it.
You see, I'm interested in the talk about war. Having three sons in the Navy myself.
And I've heard that before.
And belike you'll be hearing it again. When a man has three sons fighting for his country...
And is it for us to boss the whole world? Is it for us to be sending our boys to be killed?
Whose boys, Dunnigan? If you had a son now... If you had a stake in this game...
Good evening once more, Mr. Riley.
Oh, so you're back, Miss O'Hara. Mind, I could be leaving if you've private business with Mr. Dunnigan.
I have.
Then good evening to you, ma'am. Night, Soccer.
That black-hearted Baldwin.
Oh, don't let him get under your skin so, Terry. He's only egging you on into saying something you'll be sorry for.
Was it after saving me from the folly of my own tongue that you come back here?
Not altogether. I'm having a bit of a party tomorrow night for some friends who are in town.
Yeah?
Maybe you'd be coming, Terry?
No, I ain't one for parties, dressing up.
Just this once, for me.
Well, you've been awful good to me, Ellen.
I've always liked you a lot. When I was a slip of a girl there at your wedding tomorrow, Terry, I thought you were the grandest man in the world. A fine, brave man.
Oh, go on. You talk so to me and me nearing 50?
We are neither of us so young, Terry. And we've both had our sorrows. But we can still be friends like we always were.
You don't hold what I've done against me?
Did I ever? By word or deed, Terry. Sure, we all must walk through the valley to reach the top of the hill. You'll come tomorrow night, then?
I will that, Ellen.
First up, 6 o'clock, Terry.
Right. Maybe if I had the dough. She's a wonderful girl, Evan.
And the curtain comes down on the first act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking in the outer lobby or downstairs, please.
Did you see the picture of the girl in Life magazine this week with a solitaire lovely complexion?
Oh, yes, I did. And I know from my own experience that solitaire cake makeup has given me a complexion smoothness that I never dreamed possible.
Solitaire cake makeup containing lanolin helps anyone look her best on any occasion. For instance, when you're dancing.
Your skin is as creamy smooth as the gardenia in your hair. Thanks to solitaire, your makeup stays smooth without redoing for hours and hours.
And when you're on the beach with him?
Your complexion is as golden hued as the sun itself. Thanks to solitaire, your makeup looks fresh and natural in bright sunlight, even on warm, sultry days.
And then comes dinner for two, perhaps.
Yes, with your complexion as radiant as the candlelight on the table. Thanks to solitaire, those tiny lines and complexion blemishes are your secret, because solitaire helps to conceal them.
And keep this in mind as you use solitaire day after day. Your skin is guarded against dryness thanks to solitaire's lanolin richness.
Yes, solitaire is good to your skin and good to your pocketbook. For only 60 cents, you get one of the largest compacts of fine quality cake makeup on the market. Guaranteed by Campana.
There's also a 25-cent size which many girls carry in their purse. Insist on solitaire cake makeup containing lanolin at any toiletry counter.
Curtain. Second curtain. The first matters are hurrying down the aisles to their seats. The lights are dim, and here's the second act of The Heart That Is Truly Loved.
train, every chaise, smiling.
Hi, a taxi!
Yes, sir.
Taxi, do you know where the marriage license bureau is in this town?
Sure do, Sergeant. Hop in.
Oh, but darling, the license bureau is way downtown, and taxis are so expensive. Tell him to take us to the nearest subway station.
And leave it to a dame to save a dime every time.
The nearest subway station that'll get us downtown, driver.
Check.
Well, here we go, sweetheart.
Oh, I can hardly believe we're going to be married, darling.
We are.
After so long, and you're so far away, clear across the Pacific.
Forget it, sugar. I'm back. This is me, see?
Darling, please, the driver, you'll see.
Who cares? Maybe he kissed a girl himself once. Oh, with a puss like that.
Yeah, and him with the map of Ireland spread all over his mush.
Oh, darling, you're back. Orla, I love your uniform and I love your medals.
They are yours. We'll keep them for the family.
I'm marrying you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't believe it. And Atlantic City for our honeymoon. A week. A whole week. Oh, darling, I can't believe it.
Yeah, here you are, Sergeant. Subway.
Okay. How much?
70 cents.
Here's a buck, pal. Keep the change. Come on, hurry, sugar.
Fine-looking pair of kids. Was I a softy, I'd almost be sorry I ran up a 30-cent fare to 70 cents on them. Yeah, well, in words, them sergeants get plenty of pay. Near twice what we got in the last war. Phew.
Sucker! Hey, Jonathan!
Yeah? What are you doing, Stitch Meeker, over here on Lexington? Kind of out of your parish, ain't you?
Oh, I get around. Been seeing a customer. Big shot. But I ain't put him under that dirty double today in Jamaica. That's just for me and my particular friends.
Yeah. You got any friends, Stitch?
Now, listen, wise guy. You got a deuce, you can make $200-$300 easy.
Dream on. I ain't got a deuce. I got one lousy dollar. See? Holy mackerel. $100 bill.
A yard.
It's nothing else but. Wait. That kid sergeant must have given me $100 by mistake instead of a one.
Talk about luck, sucker. Now you can play the double today, okay?
No, not me. I got better use for my dough.
Yeah? Such as blowing it on a day?
Now shut your loud mush.
Oh, no offense now, sucker. But look, what's a lousy $100 to a cinch on a couple of grand? You don't need to blow it all at the track.
Nah.
Sort away $80 in your socks, see? And just send $20 to the daily double window. $100 for one?
Well,
2,000 smackers, see?
I've been doping some myself. Here's the ration sheet.
Yeah.
It's pretty late, though. The double window's closed at 1:15. It's noon now. And I ain't allowed to drive my hack to the track.
So what? We can catch the subway to Parsons Boulevard, sucker. I know a jip driver who'll run us to the gate. Well, we can make it easy.
Well, I don't know. Now, I got to park the hack.
There's that garage on 54. Only 2 blocks, you said. Hop to it. I'll be waiting at the subway.
Well, yeah, okay. I'll be there in 4 minutes flat. Hey! Oh, smack into the tail of a prowl car. Why didn't you put out your hand, cop? So you're bringing me in, Riley. So what?
Only you're making 45 an hour. Turn smack into the tail end of our radio car.
Well, you should ought to put your hand out.
You should ought to look where you're going. Tell your story to the desk sergeant here.
Your name, Dunnigan?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I was trying to get to the subway, see?
Well, trying to get to the subway. And only about 7 million folks do that twice a day. Any other reason why you shouldn't lose your license and pay for the damage to our radio coupe?
He didn't have his hand out.
He says he did. Give him a ticket, Riley. No, we better keep him here with us for a while. That prowl car will cost something to get fixed.
Oh, no, look, now, I got a date tonight.
You don't say. With a blonde, skip it.
Sergeant, can I talk to you?
Oh, please, Sergeant.
What's the trouble, soldier?
We lost $100.
Oh, gosh, that's tough, miss. How'd you lose it?
Oh, I think you... Well, I guess I gave a $100 bill to a taxi driver instead of a buck like I've been to.
Where was this?
At the subway entrance on Lexington Avenue.
When?
10-15 minutes ago. You see, we got on a downtown train to go... And I pull out my roll of money to look at it, and
our $100 bill was gone.
Ours?
Yes, you see, we were going to get married, sir. We're on our way to the license bureau.
Ah, that's sure tough. You didn't get the cab's number, did you?
No, I guess I was thinking of something else.
I can understand that, looking at the young lady. So you didn't notice the driver's name or his card?
No.
Didn't even get a good look at the man?
Nope.
Wouldn't be this man here, would it? Turn around, Dunnigan. Let him take a good look at you. Well, ever see him before?
I don't think so, no.
No.
I'm mighty sorry, boy. A sergeant, I should say. Seems queer you'd make such a mistake.
I'm just a dumb boot, I guess. I pulled out this roll and...
And now our honeymoon's gone. He only has 10 days furlough.
You don't look like such a skinny roll to me, fella. Thick as your wrist.
But, you see, there's only $1 bills in it, officer. I carried the $100 bill on the outside, see, to sort of make it look big, make a splash.
I know. Did the same trick myself when I was a kid. You start gumshoeing, Riley, and find out what you can. When a soldier back from the Pacific can't have a honeymoon because some low-down cabbie gyps him out of it.
Now, save your breath, you big baboon. I got his $100 bill. Here it is.
Thank you. Oh, thank you 1,000 times.
Yeah, sure, swell of you, pal. Yeah, come on, Tess, darling. Hurry, we're headed for that license bureau. Double time, sugar. Thank you again, mister. What's your name?
Dunnigan.
Me? I'm Terrence F. Darcy, Jr. Now, come on, honey. Get her up.
Terrence F. Darcy. Ever hear that name before, Dunnigan? No. And now I'd like to introduce you to a young lady who's waiting for us out in the lobby.
I'm a glamour girl, I am. My husband held my hand all through the last act. And we've been married for 5 years. And we've got a dog, a baby, a garden, and Venetian blinds.
Well, good heavens, what's that all got to do with being a glamour girl and holding hands?
Plenty. Have you ever tried taking care of a dog, a baby, a house, and a garden?
Well, no, as a matter of fact, I haven't.
Well, if you had and your hands were still soft and smooth enough so your husband wanted to hold them... You'd know why I'm so proud.
Well, come on, Gib. How do you do it?
It's very simple. I have the Campana habit. After every tussle with soapy water with dirt from the garden, I use Campana Cream Balm, the new lotion with lanolin. Lanolin is that wonderful oil that's used in the finest of facial cosmetics. So it stands to reason that since Campana Cream Balm is rich in lanolin, it's better for my hands. And that's a scientific fact, too.
Yes, I know it is. Lanolin duplicates the functions of your skin's own oil better than any other lubricant. That's why this lotion with lanolin does help balance the loss of the natural oils, the loss due to frequent washing. Just try the creamy smoothness of Campana Cream Balm on your hands. See how soft your skin feels almost immediately without a single trace of stickiness. By the way, Campana Cream Balm is soothing and clean to use on tender sunburned skin. Ask for Campana Cream Balm in the yellow and white carton. If you prefer a heavier lotion for extra dry skin, get original Campana Balm in the green and white carton.
Curtain! Last curtain! The first nighters are all in their seats, ready for the last act. And there goes the curtain.
Grand this evening, Terry.
Yeah? I ain't feeling so hot.
Oh? What's the matter?
Nothing.
Sure, sit you down, Terry, and tell me. What is it?
Nothing. I guess I'm just sort of a bum.
You are not. You're a fine, brave man, Terry Darcy.
Now, I told you not to speak that name.
And why not, I'd like to know? Sure, you made a mistake, and who doesn't sometimes? But you did it for the ones you loved. You paid the price, didn't you? A sore price, too.
A sore price, Ellen.
Now, for years, you've gone straight. You can hold up your head with any man.
Yeah. Me, I ain't so sure.
Terry, what's grieving you?
Well, I misdoubt that maybe the cops know my real name. Let me stop Riley's suspicions.
What of it? You've paid your price and you're free. They can't do anything to you now.
They can make it pretty tough for me in a lot of mean, sneaking little ways.
Oh, just let them try it once. Have I a cousin on the city council for nothing? I can pull a few wires myself.
Oh, by rights, I'm clear enough. But there's more than that, Ellen. You see, it's inside of me. I still ain't so sure I'm honest in my heart.
What nonsense are you after talking now, Terry Darcy?
But now listen to me. Today, around noontime, I was cruising past Radio City
Footsteps on the stairs. It's them I'm expecting. It's a surprise I'm having for you, Terry.
Yeah?
The biggest surprise of your life, maybe.
Hi, Aunt Ellen.
Hello, darling.
My gosh, Aunt Ellen, you're looking pretty tonight.
Aunt Ellen?
Not one day over 25.
Oh, give me none of the smoothie, you tongue boy. And me old enough to be your mother. Well, I mean...
Why, Aunt Ellen, dear? You're blushing.
Yes, never mind me. Here's the old friend I asked you to meet.
Well, how do you do, sir? Glad to meet any friend of Aunt Ellen's. She brought me up, you know, and I... Say, I've seen you before. In the station house this morning. What? You're...
Terence F. Darcy, Senior.
You don't mean... You're my old man.
Yeah. Looks like it, son.
Oh, to think he's your own father, darling.
Now, this morning, when you gave me that $100 bill by mistake...
Well, he took us right around to the station house where he knew we'd most likely be.
Well, no, it wasn't just that way.
It certainly was swell of you, sir. Dad, giving it back like that. You know, it was almost as if you knew I was your son.
Now, listen. I wasn't going to...
Sure, supper's waiting, Terry. They're waiting supper. Come in, children. You haven't much time, and your father lad will want to hear about Guadalcanal.
So then we finished the job. It had to be done, and we did it.
Yeah, and it was a job well done. So I give you the DSC for it.
I thought, when they pinned it on, this matches the DSC my old man brought out of France. That's why I wanted it.
It makes the war seem different to you, Terry. Doesn't it now?
Yeah. I see it different. With a son of my own in it. Yeah, like Riley says, a man's got a stake in the game. Yeah?
Aunt Ellen was always telling Terry, be as fine a soldier as your father was. If you can just live up to the name you got from him.
Will you have a crumb or a wedding cake, lad?
Oh, no, thank you. Not a crumb. Oh, hey, sugar, our train for Atlantic City leaves in 25 minutes.
Oh, no. Aunt Ellen, you've got to rush, darling. Where's my hat? Where's my bag?
Well, now, before you go, I should like to tell you, as I've been trying to tell you...
Well, you've not too much time, darling. Hurry now. Goodbye, Cass. Goodbye, lad. Have a wonderful time.
Goodbye, Father.
Goodbye.
We'll be back soon.
Goodbye, Dad.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Be seeing you Sunday.
And so long.
Well, Terry, there it is. He's a fine lad.
He's a fine lad, thanks to you.
Is it true, Ellen?
You took him and cared for him all the while I was up there?
They had no one else, Terry. With Molly dead and all. The brothers were good to him, but a boy needs a woman's care, I'm thinking. And I did tell him about you, Terry.
All about me?
No. Just about the Terry Darcy I'd known. The fine, valiant soldier he was. And the bold heart of him. I said that you'd had to go away. But you'd come back someday.
Why did you do it?
Molly was my friend. And the boy was all alone. And so like you, Terry.
You did it for me, Ellen?
Maybe I did, Terry.
You could feel that way? Even about a convict?
You were. You are no longer.
Well, this morning, I was thinking on keeping his $100 bill.
You'd have changed your mind quick. That would not be your true nature, Terry.
Well, I wonder now.
I know.
And there was no reason for the children to guess you were thinking about keeping the money, Terry. That's why I kept cutting you short.
You talked about being a mother to my boy.
I was. In the best way I knew how.
If you married me, you'd be his mother, isn't
it? Yes. But I'll not marry any sucker Dunnigan.
Tis Terence F. Darcy Sr. asking you. Would you try it, Ellen?
That I would, Terry.
And the curtain falls on another performance in the little theater off Times Square. Miss Souter and Mrs. Studebaker are in front of our footlights. Move out of the theater, let me invite you to be with us again next week at the same time when Barbara Luddy will be back from her vacation starring in a rib-splitting comedy entitled Anything Can Happen in Hollywood. Waste paper and old cardboard of all kinds are urgently needed in the war effort. There's a serious shortage. So won't you help by collecting old newspapers, magazines, and cardboard? Then call your local salvage group and ask them to pick it up. And now we move out of the theater and into the street. What do you say we stroll down Broadway?
Good night, Mr. Presnetti.
Good night. The First Nighter program is a copyrighted radio feature.
Men, face the day with a Dreskin refreshed face. Yes, Dreskin, Campana's famous aftershave lotion, is back again. Makes your face feel cool, refreshed after you shave. Ask your druggist for a 50-cent or $1 bottle of Dreskin, spelled Dreskin. This is Mutual.
And that's this week's Mutual Presents feature. The Mutual Audio Network brings the best of old-time radio and modern audio theater to the world. Be sure to subscribe through the Mutual Audio Network podcast feed, any of our podcast days, or the Mutual YouTube channel, which includes MadCon and many other extra features and shows. See you all next time at Mutual Presents. Good night.
Now, you seem to me to be a connoisseur of the best of radio drama. In which case, make sure you're subscribed to the Monday Matinee feed. There we have our weekly series of dramatic, theatrical, classic, eclectic, and live radio drama. So yeah, either the main Mutual Audio Network feed for all types and genres of audio drama, or the Monday Matinee. And we'll see you there.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.